This is WDIY Allentown. My name is Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. The Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus will begin its 2018-2019 season this Friday night with a program from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra at 8 p.m. And the following Friday night, the jazz program will present the Hot Sardines, the special jazz program that they present every year to help the Boys and Girls Club of Easton. Hollis Ashby is Artistic and Executive Director of the Williams Center's Performance Series.
This year, the Williams Center opens with Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the wonderful young Japanese pianist Nobu Tsuji. He has been here at the Williams Center before with Orpheus. He's a young man who won the Van Cliburn competition in 2009. He's been blind from birth, so he learns all the music by ear. And they're doing a program that they call Gentle Giants, which are reorchestrations of music by Avo Pärt, Tchaikovsky, and Chopin. And the piece that Nobu Tsuji will be playing is the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor, arranged for piano and strings.
Also, when this is coming out very actually, this is a program that's throughout the fall. Your Tapestries, Voices from Contemporary Muslim Cultures. I remember in the spring seeing an amazing video, which I think is part of that same program, The Amazing Dancer. And I know there is a program that is going to be under two different programs. And I do recall you did that once or twice in the past, where you did a program under one piece and brought it up two different places where your audience could actually see it.
Yes, in September, we're bringing a young dancer, Muslim American dancer, named Mira Sackett. She founded a group called Don't Panic, We're Muslim a couple of years ago, which were three female hip-hop dancers. And she also was a co-curator of the B-Girl B International Hip-Hop Festival in 2011. And she is a really exciting artist, dancer, speaker, who really has an idea about how Muslim women should be perceived as strong, beautiful, and powerful. And she expresses that through hip-hop dance. She'll be here in Easton for a week at the end of September, giving classes both here on the campus and also in the community at other centers as well.
I really loved watching the video because it seemed, and you often hear this, the idea that, you know, being from the 13th culture, century culture, and then from the 21st, but in what she performed, what she did, it really did show a great move and a bridge between those worlds and cultures, which you'd think would be.
Yes, she has an idea. She has an idea of how to express artistry from many, many centuries ago. In one of the works that she'll be staging here, Love Embraces All, it's set to poetry by the 13th century Sufi mystic Rumi, but she uses an original sound design by a Chicago DJ named Nevin Hirsch and other music as well. And she'll be performing other solo works on the program as well. That is in September, on Thursday, September 27th.
Now, we sort of talked about it, and then you said, no, actually, there were a couple ahead of it, but we need to talk about the jazz, because actually, it's a great program that you do with working with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Easton. That's a great, I believe this is the 30th year for it, but the other great thing is then after that great first concert is the amazing Steve Coleman, who is known all around the world that people don't know here as well, probably, as but will certainly know.
Yes, let's talk about the Hot Sardines first. They're coming on Friday, September 21st, and that will be the annual celebration of the Boys and Girls Club of Easton that we do every year. It is a really exciting, I would say, a bar band. One that you would find in a speakeasy, kind of bar, and they celebrate the music of that era from New York and France and New Orleans. And they're also writing new music that relates to that sound as well. The vocalist is Elizabeth Bougerol. She's a lot of fun. She really channels the audience into a different era. And the music director of the band is Evan Palazzo. He's a pianist. Then, as you mentioned, Ken, Steve Coleman, which I'm really excited about, he's coming to Easton in November. And he is, as you know, resides here in the region. One of the most far-reaching minds when it comes to exploring music. He's principally a saxophonist, but he has worked with so many different kinds of music and different kinds of orientations of instrumentation and electronic ideas and rhythms from around the world. His concert will be in October, on October 19th. And he'll be bringing his band, The Five Elements, which includes Jonathan Finlayson on trumpet, Anthony Tidd on bass, and Sean Rickman on drums.
And also, Dream Francois, a special guest, Kavita Shah, demonstrating unique pairing of voice and bass, which I heard a couple of them now. Every once in a while, people take that, and I know bass has always been talked about as being kind of like a human body. It's the body, the body of it is like a human body. But the idea of taking those two elements and putting them together.
It's a really unique pairing, and it doesn't happen frequently. So that's why I thought it was important to bring them together. Kavita Shah and Francois Moutin have just recorded a new CD of these bass vocal duos. But he'll also be bringing the Mouton Factory Quintet, which includes his twin brother Louis on drums. And Francois was here a couple of years ago with Rudresh Mahatapa. He was the bassist on that concert. And we've always had an eye on what he was doing with Mouton Factory Quintet. So we thought it was time to bring him to Easton as the leading force. Kavita Shah is a really special young vocalist. When they work together, you ask yourself, why haven't I heard this pairing of instrumentation before, bass and vocals? Why is that so infrequent? Because the combination of them is something really special and fills a corner of our musical world that we didn't know was missing until we see it, until we actually hear it. And I think that this is a really great team of people coming for this concert that will take place. Actually, it is the last concert on our season on April 20th.
I know last year, you really brought about a whole new program of theater and film of theater down in the new theater and Black Box, beautiful building down at the bottom of the hill, and if you haven't made it larger, you still have a huge, wonderful group of them. The programs are going to be shown down there, and I kind of know that, knowing you, you're probably adding a little bit to it, and I know you like to, in that place as well, take programs that work in a couple of different places and bring them down there to check out that wonderful, wonderful building.
As you mentioned, Ken, the Landis Cinema was opened two seasons ago. That's in Lafayette's new Buck Hall, which is at the corner of 3rd and Snyder Streets. That also includes the Weiss Theater, Black Box Theater, where last year we presented Bedlam Theater Company in St. Joan and Hamlet. But once again, at the Landis Cinema, to show off our wonderful new performance space there, we'll be bringing National Theater Live downtown. And these are productions from the National Theater and other UK theaters that are recorded for broadcast. Some of them are presented live when you're in the right time zone, but we're not in the right time zone, so it's recorded for future broadcast. But they're not films, they're live stage productions. And each production is uniquely framed and differently framed. Sometimes there's three cameras on the stage, sometimes there's five cameras on the stage. Last year we opened with Sir Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart in Pinter's No Man's Land, and I'm really thrilled because this coming year Ian McKellen will be doing King Lear on April 7th in a production from the National Theater. But it opens on September 16th with Sondheim's rollicking and one of his most famous productions, Follies, and that will include the actress Imelda Staunton, who you may remember from both the Harry Potter films, but also importantly from Mike Lee's Vera Drake about 10 years ago.
I was just looking at the lineup of things there, and it was pretty wonderful. You just talked about the Follies, but they're going to be doing Macbeth, Frankenstein, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, along with the Madness of King George and King Lear.
Yes, actually, I should mention that the other two other notable productions this year will be Frankenstein, in which Benedict Cumberbatch will perform the role of the monster, and Julie, which is an adaptation of August Strindberg's Miss Julie, starring Victoria Kirby, who recently played the role of Princess Margaret in the television series The Crown.
Reading from this and thinking about the idea of you having programs that are in a couple of different places, the dance and the theater seem to do that quite a bit.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
This is WDIY. My name is Ken Michael, and I'm speaking with Hollis Ashby about this year's Williams Center of the Arts 2018-2019 season.
Dar Williams coming to the campus for the year. I guess she's the artist in residence, but I have a feeling in addition to doing her concert, she's going to be doing a number of different works with different groups. But between that and the world stage performance, Love Embraces All, I can totally see where Dar would fit into any program that said that in there somewhere.
I'm really excited about Dar Williams coming. She will be the 2018-19 Pesky Artist in Residence. She'll be teaching on campus for two semesters and performing here on November 16th. That's a Friday night. It's going to be a really special Friday night out. She's a really classic American singer-songwriter who has her own very special, unique take on the times that we live in, our relationships with one another. She's also published a new book, and I hope that we'll have it here for sale on the night of her performance as well. She has come to the region, I think, most recently at Godfrey Daniels this past spring, but we hope that we'll see a equally robust turnout for her concert. In World Stage, as you mentioned, some of the works that we present in World Stage actually belong on more than one series. So you'll find Amira Sackett's hip-hop performance on the World Stage series. You'll also find it on the dance series. And another crossover group is Dreamer Circus. Dreamer Circus was formed by Rune Sorensen, who is one of the principal violinists of the Danish String Quartet. They performed here this past season, and a really exceptional string quartet. And one of his interests is new music, and especially Nordic, Icelandic, Scandinavian folk music that is both captured at their time and place. He demonstrates with the trio, which include piano and accordion and Nordic chaturn, demonstrates where a lot of these Scandinavian composers got their ideas from traditional folk music. And in addition to the music that they are writing, they're writing new music for this instrumentation that has the same elements of Nordic music. So this performance by Dreamer Circus will be on April 2nd, and it appears on both our World Stage series and on our Chamber Music series. Then I think one of the shows on our World Stage series that everyone is excited about and always thrilled to see back here in Easton, which is not often, is the Japanese Taiko greats Kodo. They are unquestionably the premier taiko ensemble in the world. They have a very active international touring career, and when we can get them to come to Easton, that is a very special occasion. That will take place on March 13th.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about Dreamer Circus and their role on the Chamber Music series as well, I think this would be a good time to talk a little bit more about chamber music this year. As I mentioned, Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with Nobuki Tsuji will be opening the season on September 14th. A real highlight of our fall season will be the opera great Deborah Voigt. She is one of the most recognizable and endeared sopranos in the world, and she will be coming to Easton on Saturday, November 10th for a matinee performance. An Afternoon with Debbie is a rare opportunity to really appreciate the power of her voice. She'll be doing some Broadway music, popular songs, and the music of Richard Strauss, for which she is especially well known. And then another program that I'm really excited about in 1819 is the premier viola da gamba player in the world and one of the world's greatest early music specialists, Jordi Savall. He will be bringing his ensemble to perform works by Lully, Marais, Couperin, Leclerc, and others from the movie that really made his career or brought him to international attention, and that's the 1991 film Tous les matins du monde, which swept the César Awards that year, and in which it is the story about, it's a fictionalized story about the composer Marin Marais, and in the music which Jordi Savall performed and arranged for the film is an integral part of the storyline, and it is as much a character and a star of the movie as Gérard Depardieu was. So that's an exceptional experience that will take place in February, on February 23rd. But before we leave the fall, I do want to mention that we'll be bringing also Britain's Stile Antico. This is a Renaissance vocal ensemble, and they have received a lot of attention in recent years. They're bringing a group called the Queen of Muses, which reflects on the music of the court of Elizabeth I, and especially the music of Thomas Tallis, William Byrd, John Dowland, and others who were members of her court and who composed music to gain favor by the queen and influence political decisions and a lot of other international courtly intrigue as well. They'll be here in Easton on October 14th.
Thinking of what I love about your theater here is that it's just the right size for things where you, you know, I mean, it's big orchestra, you big theater, but for, you know, beautiful chamber music, I would think there isn't a better stage, certainly in the Valley, but a beautiful stage because it's just the right size. It's very intimate, but it has gorgeous sound, and there's not a bad sight, but it's not a big room. It's a room that you feel you're in. You really feel like you're part of what's going on.
It is a special occasion, especially, you know, it's a 400-seat hall. When you get a chance to hear someone like Deborah Voigt or Jordi Savall playing in such a small hall, that's like them being in your living room, practically. The people you're sitting next to have an appreciation for this music, and you feel like you're having a really intimate experience just for a very few members of your friends and family. I should mention that a new addition to the hall this year is we've just installed a new acoustic shell. I can say it is not possible to improve the sound of this hall, but you might even notice a little crisper sound this year when you return. Let's talk a little bit more about the theater series, especially in the fall. I want to mention three things that are coming up, Ken. Michael Morpurgo wrote a novel a few years ago called Private Peaceful, and it was adapted into a play. He is the author of the Tony Award-winning play War Horse, and he adapted the novel into a play, Private Peaceful. It's about a young lad who enlists in World War I and the tough decisions that he has to make as a young soldier, barely mature enough to carry a rifle. And it's also about the horrors of war and the devotion to family. It's a beautiful piece. It is a one-man performance by a young actor named Shane O'Regan, who performs some dozens of characters in the show. And this is really an actor's tour de force. It's a beautiful rendition. He conjures up all of the people who populate Tom O'Peaceful's life. It's moving, it's important, and it's heartbreaking as well. It's a beautiful play that will take place on October 10th. Then, a few weeks later, we're bringing a work that was a triumph at the 2017 Edinburgh International Festival. That's The Nature of Forgetting by a British company called Theatre Re. It's the story of a middle-aged man who's struggling with early-onset dementia and his mission to grasp the memories that have shaped his life. It's a really stunning journey that's told almost entirely with movement. There's very, very little dialogue. But this company, along with the live band on stage, has the ability to create an entire world and tell a story of how this man's mind is working and how it unfolds in a really poetic way. It will performance will take place also in October, on October 26th. And then one last work that's a crossover piece that appears both on our theater series and on our dance series is an exceptional young French choreographer who's a director and an aerialist, and her name is Raffaella Boitel. She'll be bringing a very new work called When Angels Fall. It is set in a post-apocalyptic dreamscape and asks the question, what do we do about the future and how can we shape that now? It's a beautiful black, white, and gray imagery with her dance company. They'll take the stage in a way that has never been taken before at the Williams Center. It's a story that unfolds with movement, choreography, a cinematic effect, and wonderful aerial work, just as great as the greatest circus artists. That takes place on February 28th. Also on the dance series, this is an exceptional year for dance and theater at the Williams Center, and one of the pieces that I'm most excited about is a couple of reconstructions of early Paul Taylor work. So when the great American choreographer Paul Taylor started out, one of his frequent collaborators was the artist Robert Rauschenberg. And he also worked with Alex Katz and Nancy Azara, also artists of the period, to create beautiful dance and artworks. Some of these works would be lost to time if art historians haven't stepped in and helped reconstruct them, because we didn't have the same kind of recording abilities back then. And when the works aren't kept in the repertory, then they sometimes disappear. But one of the art historians who's helped put this piece together is Robert Madison, who is professor of art here at Lafayette College. And through assiduous research, he and other historians have been able to reconstruct a couple of the pieces of Paul Taylor's early period. One is Tracer, from 1962, the other three epitaphs, the other two pieces on the program with artist Alex Katz is 1961's Junction and 1963's Party Mix with Nancy Asara. That will take place on February 13th. Thanks for mentioning that. It's always been important to me that children and their families experience theater and music together, and I look for things that will be as interesting to the adults as they will to the young people. Last year, we brought for the first time Jazz Reach in their program, Ellington. This features the Meta Quintet, and it was a huge success, so we thought we'd bring Jazz Reach back again in their program, Stolen Moments, the First 100 Years of Jazz. And it's for all ages. Everyone will love this program, but I really want to encourage families to bring their very, very youngest audience members. And I want them to feel comfortable in our theater. It doesn't matter if the kids make noise. It doesn't matter if they wriggle around. But what my experience is that if there's something interesting on the stage, it captures the children's attention and it sticks with them.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Technology as a plot device plays a prominent role in the movie Searching. You might say technology is the movie. As you are viewing Searching, you are seeing the protagonist, a father, David Kim, played by John Cho, who is mostly looking at his computer screen, which makes it appear that he is often looking at you in your movie theater seat. The father also has dialogue windows open and frequently Googles information in an attempt to locate his missing 16-year-old daughter, Margot, played by Michelle Law. He checks Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram postings and FaceTimes with Detective Vic, played by Deborah Messing, a San Jose, California detective investigating his daughter's disappearance. In addition to the cell phone technology and laptop technology, Searching uses webcam, surveillance cam, and law enforcement video, as well as TV newscasts to advance the story. We learn more about the missing daughter's peril, her personality, school life and activities, friends, and her